Oh my goodness, it's you. You finally come back. Yeah, it's me, your teddy bear. I'm the one talking. Huh? Oh, well, to be honest, I don't know how I learned to talk. I guess it was because, well, I used to just spend so much time with you. And of how close we were, I guess I eventually just picked up your language. I mean, you did used to talk to me so often. But wow, you've just changed so much. It actually took me a minute to recognize you. But I quickly became certain that it was indeed you. So tell me, how have things been? What have you been up to? Oh. Wow, that's yeah, I guess you could say that. Huh. Even the way you talk now has changed. Not by much, but still. Huh? Oh, of course I remember how you used to talk. Well, I still remember everything. All the way back from the very day we met. I mean, your parents, they gave me to you on your 7th birthday. I still remember coming out of that box, and the first thing to greet me was that big, warm hug that you gave me. And I loved how incredibly happy you seemed. You looked at me as if you found treasure. Ever since then, you've pretty much never left me, other than when, you had to go to school, of course. But you would cuddle with me every night when you'd go to sleep, and you'd read stories to me and talk to me about your day and watch TV and movies together. And of course, we would, play games and have all sorts of fun together. I remember just being so impressed that there was just no limit to your creativity. Sometimes you would bring your friends here or bring me to your friend's place, and then we'd all have fun together. Or you would just hug me and not do anything else, and we would just stay like that for a while. Be warm within each other's embrace. I loved it most when you did that, if I'm being honest. You felt so warm and cozy. Huh? You felt the same? Huh? Well, that's good. I'm glad. I remember that you'd take me wherever you went because, well, you didn't want me to be lonely, and I really enjoyed going to different places with you. I still remember there was this one evening you accidentally left me at the park. The one that's 2 blocks down from here. Yeah, I remember I laid there on the ground, wondering where you could have gone and when you were coming back. Then it got dark, and I was starting to think that maybe you had abandoned me. But shortly afterwards, I heard footsteps coming my way, and I heard your father say, "I found it." Oh, and he picked me up from the ground, and then you hugged me tightly in your arms and cried, and while your parents were comforting you and telling you to take better care of your belongings, I was just so happy to finally be with you again. Oh, but I did feel bad that you cried nonstop for a good 10 minutes, but that night you held me so much tighter than usual. It was like we would be inseparable from then on. Huh? Oh, no, it's okay. There's no need to apologize for that. After all, I'm glad that I was so important to you. You really treated me like your greatest friend, and I saw you as my greatest friend as well. Life with you was endlessly fun and just such a pleasant thing. Honestly, I'm kind of lucky. I was given to such a lovely person like you. To this very day, the memories of us spending time with each other, it fills my heart with such happiness and warmth. Still, as time passed on, you grew up and you learned and experienced many things. Life became more free for you because you learned how to take care of yourself and how to do things on your own. But at the same time, life also became more restricting, and the world became less kind to you. You have more responsibility and more things to do, like homework and assignments, tests, and your schedules become more busy. Even your parents would say something like, "You're too old to play with your toys," and as a result of all of that, we spent less time with each other. And then you graduated high school and left this house and went to university in another town. Your parents wanted to move somewhere else for their careers too, and I was the only one who remained here in this, well, now empty house. No, it's okay. There's no need to apologize for leaving. At first, I loathed the fact that you grew up, because you growing up meant that we would inevitably just drift apart. The times when you were playful and, a carefree child who always spent time with me would fall further and further into the past, and I could never go back to those days, no matter how much I wanted to. But no, after some thought, I've come to accept it. You have a life of your own now, and growth is inevitable. It's just what happens in life. Moreover, growing is a good thing for you. It means that you're changing for the better, and there's nothing I wish more other than the best for you. It would be wrong and selfish for me to, stop you from going through a natural and incredibly important process in your life, just for my own desires. I know that somewhere you're using all of your skills and talents and knowledge and everything else that you've learned and acquired to live the life that you want to live. The fruits of your efforts and experiences are ripening, and you have grown into someone that, oh my goodness, someone that is just so amazing and lovely. So yes, I do miss you strongly, and I do feel lonely at times, but whenever I think of, you know, all of those joy-filled memories we've had together, and when I think about how much fun we've had, as well as how much you've grown, and that you're out there just living life just the way you want, I can't help but feel joy and comfort inside. You know, it's kind of like what your mother used to say when you were growing up. Don't cry because it's over. Just smile because it happened. Plus, nothing has really ended yet. I mean, we're still great friends, right? Speaking of which, I am so glad that you came back, even if it's just for a little visit. You haven't forgotten me or this house. Huh? Yeah, fair point. How could you forget? You know, even though you're no longer the child you were a few years ago, I can tell there's still a remaining piece that's hidden inside you, and it will always be with you, no matter how old you grow or how much you change. Oh, you want to take me where you currently live? Oh, that's very kind of you, but forgive me, but no thank you. Oh, don't mistake me. I do miss you. I miss the times when we were together, but I think I should stay. This house, it has too many memories for me to leave. I think it'll be better if I just stay here. Yeah, I'm glad you understand. Well, wherever you go, always remember to come back and say hi, maybe. You know, don't forget that this was once a place that sheltered you and nurtured you, and, you know, it will always be a safe place for you to come back to. This was and will forever be a home that will always welcome you. And, of course, you know, no matter where you go or how old you get, one thing will remain constant. You will always be my friend, and I will always be here. Anytime you want, just come find me and we'll play. Just like old times. Okay?